Welcome to the Hype Podcast, where we bring you the best in sports innovation around the world. I'm joined here by Matt Coleman from Arrival. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, Terry, how are you?
Very
Nice to
well,
speak
thank
with
you.
you again.
It's always a pleasure. It's always good to have an Aussie accent in the house. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Arrival.
Yeah, so my name's Matt Coleman. I'm one of the founders of an augmented reality company that does fan engagement. We're based out of Sydney and Los Angeles, and we've got a development team also in New Zealand. We've been working with the Hype crew for the last few months, and I've been in and out of sports technology for the last 12 years. Previously in mobile marketing, having lived and worked in the US and Australia and New Zealand.
Absolutely, yeah. And we crossed paths at the Hype UQ Spin Accelerator Boot Camp, and that's where I was first exposed to you guys and what you were doing in real time. And yeah, I guess look, the program's coming towards the end. How has your experience with the program been? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we first met your founder, Amir, back in November in Sydney when he was going around Australia and Asia looking for new startups to apply for the University of Queensland collaboration, which you have in Brisbane. And we were quite intrigued and really loved your vision in regards to global opportunities and how you've tapped in a great advisory board and a lot of brands and as well as technology companies. And yeah, we've had very, very positive. The last 3 months has been a hell of a ride. It's really made us focus on what we wanted to achieve. And part of that was really getting investment ready. We had plans previously to get investment ready, but this really fast-forwarded those opportunities.
Fantastic. Now let's dive in a little bit deeper into Arrival. Why is now the time for Arrival to exist?
Think the real reason, when it comes down to it, is how do brands really engage in a new millennial audience? And that's really our focus for us, is how do we target the 18 to 35 year olds in the market that aren't watching TV like they used to, and how they don't go to as many games. They're preoccupied with gaming, with their PlayStation console, with Instagram, with Facebook, etc. And they're really talking with pictures and videos. Not like the old days where we used to watch our favorite game from front to back every week. The whole market is changing. You've got, cord cutting, for example. You've got the average age of a medium TV viewer in the US is actually 52, and I think baseball is closer to 60, actually. So, how do these brands and broadcasters and teams and leagues connect with this younger generation? So we chose augmented reality. Augmented reality was pretty much made famous by Pokemon, as you probably remember,
Sure
in a
do.
different way. And on the gaming side, Nintendo did extremely well out of that, and the developer. And then you've got Snapchat, of course, the obvious ones. And now you've got Tim Cook from Apple and Zuckerberg saying that this is their top, if not number one, development platform for the future. So that says everything to us. And we've been riding this wave, looking at it for 2 years, and coming out of it and just seeing the opportunities rise right now. So it is very good timing.
Absolutely. And how big is the market for something like this?
Well, I think at the moment we're still proving our model. The ends, we're really creating a new sponsorship opportunity, a new advertising opportunity that's never really existed. So if you think about when text messaging came along in a big way in the last decade, you know, not many people knew the power of the mobile back then, and going back a decade. So when you look at these new platform changes, which is virtual reality, is another one. You know, there's been billions of investment going into VR just to engage sports fans, of course, as well, but also the film and entertainment business. And, you know, gaming is always one of the early stage movers, and so is AR. So, you know, the market, well, if you look at different segments, I mean, you can look at a global sponsorship opportunity for sports that we could try and take a piece of a $65 billion market a year. Can we get a few percent of that? We'd love to. But it's really coming down to the number of fans and how we interact in the stadium. Our system works when you hold your phone up at a timeout, for example, in an NBA game. You know, we stream live data through the phone. So that's got limited capacities in stadium, but also highly engaging, and we gamify that as well. But we're also developing this and launching this in the US on April 28th with a broadcaster outside of sport. It's an awards show just to prove the model that you can do this at home through your TV monitor. And that's where the big market is potentially for us. We are getting, we are looking at the gamification is quite interesting. How far do you go? Do you just give away a signed jersey as an example, or a meet a player opportunity, or get a free ticket? But how does this affect, you know, the medium to long-term gambling industry as well? And that's another area of the market that's pretty untapped at the moment. So I'd say it's enormous.
Yeah, absolutely. You touched on the limiting capacities of your product. My next question is really about that. What are the biggest challenges for you product-wise?
We're one of the early movers in this space. So we're finding that the US market, and not surprisingly, wants to be the first to actually use our services. You've got teams and leagues, you know, some of the higher end and, you know, top performing teams, of course, sell out every week. But you've got, you know, the lower end teams and leagues that really could do with a higher form of fan engagement. And if they're trying to attract a new audience, well, augmented reality is just preaching to the converted. So that's the way we see that angle. Does that kind of answer your question as well? Or can I expand a bit more on that?
Yeah, you please do. Yeah.
How does a team that sells out every night, as just say one example, how do they, you know, maximize that opportunity? Well, you know, they could use augmented reality for in-stadium navigation. So before you even hit the car, you type in your seat number and it'll tell you what gate number to go through. You hold your phone up as you walk through the stadium and it'll take you directly to your seat. And better still, you could probably order your food and drink at the same time and not even go anywhere. Is that a perfect experience? Well, it is for some. And not worrying about where you're going. And, you know, we can also program real-time marketing messages inside the app experience. So when someone walks into a specific area of the stadium, of course, even if they have existing beacons or not, we can certainly connect to your phone and see if we can get an impulse buy on a merchandising item, as an example, or a hot dog or food item. For the displaced fans, which I find most interesting, is if you're selling a stadium out every night, how do you know where all your other fans are around the world if they're not on an email database or a Facebook page with you spending tens of thousands of dollars to try and access? So what we're saying is that, you know, if you've got a Yankees fan, for example, in London, and they're holding up their phone to get real-time data and analytics and also the opportunity to win something, we can actually geolocate those fans for the team and the leagues instantly and offer them real-time analysis on premium offers and things like that. I mean, previously, you wouldn't actually know where your fans are. You know, you've got Facebook, but it's a pay-for-play, of course. It's a different marketing medium. But we could do this all around the world and create a really interesting millennial database for a team.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, how do you measure success? What are your metrics?
In terms of the success of the product and,
yeah,
and the company you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, short term, we were very pleased to be shortlisted in the top 12. I'll just take it back a few months when we were validating our product and very happy to receive the regional award for hype. With your 20 judges. So that was fantastic. That was only around the Commonwealth Games about a week or so ago. So that really gave us some good feedback and validation in the market. So that's a bit of a success story for us already. We're on our second and third trips up into the US and again in May next month, where we're meeting selected teams that do want to be first and want to be innovative and using the products. So that's what we're wanting to achieve, and we're wanting to be in market with our in-stadium product, and particularly after the TV trial in April, by about August this year. Upon that, we'll be expanding the company, and we've got another investment milestone that we want to achieve. Of $5 million over the next 3 to 4 months.
So it's all happening.
It is.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's good to hear.
We're definitely trying to fast forward the occasion. I mean, we're up in Canada, New York, right across America in May, and then we were very thankful to be invited to Moscow to present our services to people around FIFA and some of the local sports teams and international countries and brands. We were up in Los Angeles around the All-Stars game around the Hype program, which we partook, and that was another fantastic experience where we actually signed some deals already with data companies. So yeah, things are moving at a rapid pace, and we're trying to keep things realistic and keep things moving real fast.
Yeah, no, I love it. One last question. What will the company look like in 5 years from now?
Well, if you ask some of our shareholders, they might be on a beach actually, but yeah, we really want to be one of the first to really innovate with AR in sports. And I think if we have global partnerships in, you know, three or four of the top tier sports, you know, we'll be doing absolutely fine. The other side of that coin is we really would like to partner with, you know, 5 or 10 really progressive brands, whether they're technology or up-and-coming brands or not necessarily tech-minded, but someone that wants to innovate. You know, we really want to showcase best-in-practice marketing when it comes to sports engagement. That's really the ultimate goal, and we want to be one of the first. So there's billions of dollars that are poured into virtual reality over the last number of years, and you've got, you know, valuations for some of these companies, you know, range from 20 million to a billion. So there's a lot of scope in this market and a lot of interest. and we hope to be one of the main players.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, I'm sure you're on the way to that, Matt. Thank you very much for joining the podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Yeah, thanks, Terry, and say hi to all the Hype team around the world. Appreciate your interest, and we'll see you in Moscow.
Absolutely. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.